Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 27th of August, and here in Aurora is cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sun through high clouds and becoming cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 26 to high 34, with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Possibility on precipitation is on 25%. Northerly winds on 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 93%, and the full moon rises on Saturday, actually early in the morning, 5 minutes past midnight. And it's supermoon. This August brings a perigee full moon. This is the time each month when the moon is nearest to the Earth in its orbit. In other words, the full moon coincides with perigee this August. When this happens, there are some physical effects such as elevated tides. All full moon raises the Earth's tides, however, a full moon in a perigee elevates tides further. This full moon is in Pisces and as such is Bohemian artist's dream, where one can catch the muses and write inspiring music, art and poetry. Here one can absorb, blend into the landscapes and be receptive to the flow of inspiration from the collective. But the core theme for this full moon would be service versus sacrifice. Because this full moon, it will trigger our emotion, sensitivity, reconclusiveness and solidarity. For many, intuitions will be triggered by the energy and great deal of awareness to humanity. On Saturday, we will be celebrating the 15th birthday of Botanical Gardens, and they prepare a program for us from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. whereby at 3 p.m. we will take part in a special treasure hunt for all ages, and at 4:30 p.m. we will see what Genius Brothers have to say. On Saturday from 6:45 to 7:30 p.m. at Matrim Badir Amphitheater, we can listen to musical meditation for the full moonrise with music of our time, scores of Jan Garbarek, Arvo Part and Brian Eno. On Sunday, 30th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Sankalpa Art Dome in International Zone, next to Tibetan Pavilion and Canadian Inuksuk, we are invited to Yaroslava's Flowers, New Children's Book Lounge and Planting. On Sunday morning at 10 a.m. we are invited to housewarming at the Auroville Budokan. It has been a month since they have started practicing Aikido in their new brand new dojo, the Dea Shakti in Dana, and they would like to invite all the students, their relatives, parents, friends and the community to come and see this superb place, the Auroville Budokana, which means House of Martial Arts. But however, they will do formal inauguration later this year with the governing boards, the Auroville Foundation, SIRE team and everybody who has been or is related to the project and to the community. Tomorrow, Friday 28th at 5:15, badminton tournament and inauguration of the new badminton court at Certitude will occur. To celebrate the Sri Aurobindo's birthday and Independence Day, LCTB, Let's Connect Through Badminton team would like to conduct the third annual badminton tournament in the newly built badminton court at Certitude Sport Ground. This time they will only be holding matches for the community players, and the categories are junior girls doubles, junior boys doubles, women doubles and men's doubles. So inauguration would be tomorrow at 5 p.m. and matches will start at 5:15 p.m. On Monday, August 31st at 4:30 p.m. at SIRE, we are invited to a series of Joy of Learning event, and this time the topic would be the Auroville Water Challenge, because it's a huge challenge to provide usable water for the world's population. The United Nations warns that water use worldwide is growing at twice the rate of the population growth. Unless this trend is reversed, two-thirds of the global population will face water stress by 2025. And India is one of the countries that will be most critically affected. And in fact, our bioregion is already severely water stressed, and Auroville itself has seen its first aquifer almost exhausted and falling water levels and increasing mineralization in some of the other aquifers, in spite of the important work done by Orvillians in afforestation and in controlling runoff. So what is Orville doing to respond to this challenge? What are the essential elements to successful water management plan that will enable us to achieve self-sufficiency in our water supply? So the Journal of Learning initiative is planning 2 sessions to increase the community's level of water literacy and its understanding of this topic. So the first one, 31st, this Monday at 4:30 p.m. at SIRES Conference Hall. On September 1st at 5 p.m. at Pichandi Kulam, we are invited to join them for a short presentation and discussion on the topic, what is the Global Eco Village Network. Jos and Kavita are back from a short trip to Findhorn, Scotland, where they participate in the Global Eco Village Network Plus 20 Summit and Conference. And they're saying it was a beautiful experience, out of which some new exciting developments are taking place, and they would like to share this with the community. At the same time, on the same day, Tuesday 1st of September at 5 p.m, we are invited to Unity Pavilion for an informational meeting with Varuna team, including Michael Bonke. And the topics are status of Auroville Wind Park and Energy in Kind Scheme, status of desalination project, status of the research on Matri Mandiri Lake project, and there would be also time for questions and answers. And when we're talking about our resources, Auroville Consulting is offering a one-day workshop at Savitri Bhavan on Saturday between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the title Smart Water Management. This workshop is designed to make each a responsible consumer of water. You will hear about the global water situation, learn about water audits, and perform a live water audit of Savitri Bhavan. And you will also learn how to analyze audit data and identify steps to reduce water consumption. But you need to register, although it's free of charge. You need to call 9843-948288. On Monday, 31st of August, at 5 p.m., they will inaugurate in Kala Kendra, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, an exhibition, Faces of Youth. This is a conclusion of the ongoing Faces of Youth exhibition at Kala Kendra, and it was organized as a part of International Youth Day, and this exhibit showcases some of the works that youth of Orville are currently involved in. As a part of the conclusion, YouthLink will be holding an intimate circle sharing open house on the topic of youth. YouthLink has the goals of housing, employment, education of the youth in Orville, and they would like the community's input and reflection on these goals. So we are invited to join them on Monday, 31st at 5 p.m. And here's the note from the working committee about the registration of visitors staying in Orville and guests. And they're saying that all the residents of our community, executives of guest houses and stewards of homestay facilities, they are reminding us to encourage all our guests, visa or OCI holders or Indian nations visiting Orville, to kindly register at the guest house or at town hall reception on the ground floor. And for those who have spouses, partners, friends, family, visa or OCI holders or Indian nationals who are not registered Orvillians but who are visiting you or staying long term, you should know that it's imperative that they too register at the town hall reception or the ground floor. And here's the word from us. On 29th of August between 2 to 5 p.m. Orville Radio will join the Genius Brothers at the Botanical Gardens for a fun-filled event celebrating its 15th year. And on new on our site, you can leave a short message for the Orville Radio via our website, such as encouragement, criticism, suggestion, or topics to cover. You're supposed to look on the right side for the send voicemail and give us a shout. As always, we are always looking for volunteers with skills in apps for iPhone or Android and website experts to help us in designing and upgrading our future Orville Radio and Orville TV sites. Audio producers and journalists are welcome to join the radio team at any time. Please drop in at Orville Radio in the morning. And we will finish with the cinema. At Bard Niva's Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Tokyo Story by Yasujito Oze. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see biography drama Woman in Gold, made in 2015 by director Simon Curtis, and tomorrow they will screen Avengers Age of Ultron, made in 2015 and directed by Joss Whedon. At Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Maiden Trip, made in 2013 and directed by Gillian Schlesinger. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French comedy romance Love at First Sight, made in France in 2014 by director Thomas Kelly. On Saturday they will screen international comedy drama A Pigeon Sat on a Branch, reflecting on existence, made in Sweden, Germany, Norway, France in 2014 by writer and director Roy Anderson. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we will see Adventure Family Zoom, made in USA in 2006, directed by Peter Hewitt. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see drama romance Lolita, made in USA in 1962 by director Stanley Kubrick. And from The Words of the Mother, volume 12, we read: "An aimless life is always a miserable life. Every one of you should have an aim. But do not forget that on the quality of your aim will depend the quality of your life." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.